perhaps. Now, earlier on in the programme, we had a great interview with a couple of twin Jersey boys. They spoke about their fundraising to give orphans in a Kenyan village a meal this Christmas. They managed to raise £300 all by themselves. And the link between the village of Malindi and Jersey has been forced by St Clement's Church and its rector, Reverend David Shaw. And lots of parishioners, including the boys Oliver and Harry Kidman, have done their bit. And one St Clement lady who's done rather a lot and is still doing it is Val Nibbs. She's been going to Malindi about twice a year since 2007 and began teaching at the village school there 3 years ago. And she got back just recently from her latest visit. So let's say good morning to Mama Val.
Oh, good morning.
Because that's what you're called over there in Kenya. What a nice name.
That's what I'm called, yes. Apparently it's a mark of respect.
I should hope so too. What's the attraction for you then? Why do you keep going back there?
I just love it. If I lived closer to that school, I think I'd be in there every other day. I just think it's wonderful, probably because I was a teacher, so I can identify with some of the things they're trying to achieve. And I suppose I can take my skills there and use them, which makes you feel purposeful.
How do the kids respond to your teaching over there? Because they can't be used to a white lady teaching, I'm sure.
It's a very interesting question, that, because when I initially went out, they were very pleased to see me, obviously, but as the years have gone on, they've become very familiar with me, and it was very noticeable this time how readily the older children especially approached me to speak in English, and just to make conversation. One came up one day and said, "Mama Val, I love your hat." And I said, "Oh, thank you." And then she said to me, "It's very stylish." And I was kind of stopped in my tracks because I thought, where did that vocabulary come from? So that's good. And I suppose really, as well, the fact we took a reading scheme out there a couple of years ago has also helped to promote the English. In fact, I know it has for sure. Their reading now is in the top class, especially. It's very, very fluent. And they're using the reading scheme very effectively lower down the school to embark the children on a reading experience. And the books are so attractive. They're so beautifully and colourfully illustrated that the children just love using them. And, of course, it's engendering this very positive feeling towards wanting to read. And they're also writing well in English, I must add. The teacher asked me if I'd take the top class for a grammar exercise, and I was astounded at their response. So it's all very positive and it's all very encouraging, and I feel, certainly as regards the English, we've come a long way in the last few years.
It must be great for you, the people at St Clement's Church here in Jersey as well, because they've helped you raise the money, they've helped you do the work and get everything sorted out for this. And for you to come back and say to them, these people are really working hard and really succeeding, it must reward the people who've given to make that happen.
That's right. When I come back, I make a point of producing a newsletter. And this is so that the people who have supported us can be kept in well informed, really, on the progression of the school. And I think they deserve that. I'm fortunate because I'm like the carrier pigeon. I take their offerings, I go out there, I use them sensibly after identifying needs. But then I feel it's my duty to bring back photographs as evidence of how money has been used on certain projects, whatever they may be. This time it was fabulous. We actually hired a tractor. We ploughed an acre of land. We planted seeds because it was the short rainy season. And if I hadn't have had a small amount of money to do that, that couldn't have happened. But that's a real source of joy to those people, because they can look forward in a few months. I've heard the shoots are already coming up. They can look forward in a few months to eating. Many of the children there are very poor in those villages. They come in the morning, they have a cup of porridge. Now, with the advent of the maize seed that we planted, they'll be able to enjoy a lunch, because often they roast it. And that will save them having to trek back home, which is quite a long distance back down to the villages near the Sabaki River. They'll be able to stay on site, and it's going to help, of course, their nutrition, and that in turn makes them more fit for education. Similarly, we established a water meter and a fresh water tap. Very, very important. Both those things are really vital. And I think for the people here to know that things are used in a very positive way for a real need, that's encouraging for them. And the other thing that also I was able to use some money for this time was to buy some more books. The reading scheme I took out was an English-based one to begin children with a phonetic approach. But as they've improved, they're using what we call in schools a whole word method. And they're very confident, very fluent. So following on from that, I purchased reading books published in Kenya, which reflect situations in their own culture so they can identify with that. They're beautifully illustrated. We needed more this time because they've read them inside out, upside down. And so we had to supplement. And that was a need I identified. And because I had some money, I was able to do that. And that's encouraged them. In fact, when I took those books in, they applauded.
It sounds like they must absolutely love you there. And I can tell that you absolutely love what you're doing as well. It's a pleasure to have you in and talking about it every time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you,
Mama Val, if you don't mind me calling you that as well. Val Nibbs, who's recently come back from her trip to Kenya.